Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was in voting session this week and was working on trying to get some funding moving for the state-related universities, what went on here?
Well, the focus this week was on funding for our higher education institutions, including the University of Pittsburgh, Penn State, Temple, Lincoln University, and the University of Pennsylvania Veterinary School. The funding is very important for these valuable institutions. The legislation to fund them requires a two-thirds majority to pass, and this week all of these bills failed, mostly along a party-line vote, which is very disappointing because, as I said, this is very important funding, and it provides nearly a 5% increase over last year's funding. So it's both frustrating and disappointing. This would have provided funding to the University of Pittsburgh as a whole. So, as I said, very important funding, and my hope is that we can reconsider this very soon because our college students and our higher education institutions need this funding.
And speaking of funding, there was a budget passed, and the governor did sign a budget before the new year, but he saw fit to cut a very significant portion of funding and targeted some unusual spots, including education, healthcare, and the agriculture department. What's going on here?
Well, just before Christmas, we presented the governor with a very responsible, very reasonable full-year budget. And as you stated, the governor has vetoed many things out of that budget that I think is irresponsible. When taking a look at what the governor's decided to veto, it's obviously very political, cutting funding for half of the appropriation for education. He eliminated funding for critical access hospitals, of which we have one here in our area at Charles Cole Memorial Hospital. Cutting funding for hospitals is something that is very problematic. In addition, the governor's veto pen was used many times in the agriculture budget. The governor cut nearly $70 million in funding for agriculture programs. And probably the most mind-boggling of the governor's vetoes is his choice to eliminate more than $50 million in funding for Penn State's agricultural programs. And that includes agriculture extension services and even funding for the ongoing fight against avian influenza. And that's something that's very important and very threatening to our state's poultry industry. In addition, he also eliminated funding for hardwoods research and development. And that's a program that's important in our region with our vast timber and forest products industry. In addition, other agricultural programs were either cut or eliminated. As I said, I think this is irresponsible. It's very political. And as the chair of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, I'm certainly going to continue working to get the funding restored for these important initiatives.
And on the local front, I understand that there is a public meeting coming up soon to determine the future use of the Denton Hill State Park. What are some of the details on this?
Well, a very important public meeting is being hosted by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to discuss the study that was recently completed in focusing on how to move the park forward. And this meeting is going to be held on Wednesday, January 20th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Denton Hill Ski Lodge. Issues to be discussed include data and information gathered regarding the current condition of the park infrastructure, market analysis for economic viability of ski operations, and public input that was received during the survey process regarding four-season recreational opportunities at Denton Hill. Denton Hill is a valuable asset in our region, and I'm hopeful that the study results will guide the park to a brighter future, and I certainly encourage folks to come out to this public meeting.
And of course, Pennsylvania is the home to many veterans of military service, and I understand that you have veteran service information that's available at your district offices, including some folks who come in to actually focus on this.
I regularly host veteran service officers at my district offices to assist veterans, and Dan Falls of the American Legion will be at my Countersport office on Thursday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Appointments can be made with him by calling my office at 274-9769. In addition, Melissa Davis from the Veterans of Foreign Wars will be at my office in Kane on Monday, February 1st from 1 to 3 p.m., and she'll be at my Bradford office on Monday, February 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. No appointments are necessary, and would encourage veterans in need of assistance to stop by my office.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.